Hey, everybody, it's on the Charlie Kirk Show, recapping my time with RFK and Donald Trump behind the scenes from the big event, the game change that took the wind out of the DNC. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. At Turning Point Action, Turning Point USA, we have hosted President Donald Trump over 15 times in the last couple of years. We are no stranger to events, but on Friday, it was in a league of its own. Sometimes you are in the right place at the right time. And the Trump campaign reached out, said, hey, do you want to partner with this deal? You guys take the pre-program, help crowd build. I said, of course, absolutely. And in the days that were coming, we started to see some headlines that RFK was doing a press conference in Phoenix and President Trump was coming to Phoenix. And could it be possible that there was going to be a merging of forces? I was not read into any behind-the-scenes details, and credit to the Trump campaign, they played it like Cool Hand Luke. They played it close to the chest. They had a separate entrance for RFK to go through. No one even saw him enter. He was relegated off to the side. No one knew if it was actually going to happen until the moment that he took the stage. I had about a 20-minute heads-up. That's about maybe a 20-minute heads-up. What happened on Friday was a complete game change. A game change that outshined the DNC. This weekend, the media networks were not talking about how wonderful Chicago was, how Kamala Harris did this incredible speech. Instead, many of the headlines in the news networks were emphasizing and were talking about how RFK, a Kennedy, the namesake of Bobby Kennedy, has now endorsed Donald Trump for the presidency. Let's take a step back. Who is RFK? I have a lot of respect for RFK. I have for quite some time. RFK is the son of Bobby Kennedy. Remember, Bobby Kennedy is the brother of JFK. Bobby Kennedy was the attorney general under JFK. Bobby Kennedy ran for president after his brother was assassinated. He was also a senator from New York. Bobby Kennedy was shot in the back of a kitchen by Saran Saran. So RFK, being the son of Bobby Kennedy, had both his father and his uncle shot in a political assassination way. RFK became a lawyer, and he is an environmentalist. Now, he's not one of those worship-the-earth environmentalists. In the past, he said some things that are a little bit cringe that I don't necessarily agree with, but he's someone that loves nature, loves God's creation. He loves the natural beauty. RFK became a lawyer trying to sue major corporations that he believed were polluting the environment. Okay. And that then got him into the space where he realized that there was a chronic childhood disease epidemic in this country. That autism used to be one in a couple thousand kids, and now it's one in 23 in the state of California. So RFK got into the space of, hey, is it possible that the 72 vaccines shots that we have on the vaccination schedule might be too much? Maybe we are giving too many vaccines for too many reasons. Now, he got labeled as anti-vax. And in some ways, RFK was kind of put out to the fringes of American political discourse for about a decade. I didn't think he was on the fringes, but a lot of people consider him to be persona non grata. Don't take him seriously. But during COVID, RFK saw a resurgence. He wrote the definitive book, which is The Truth About Anthony Fauci. And that book is wonderful. It exposes who Anthony Fauci is. It exposes the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the CDC, the FDA, how all these different forms of government, all these different aspects of our federal government work in tandem to support the corporate healthcare oligarchy. RFK during COVID was censored by the CDC, censored by the FDA, where the CDC and the FDA went to Facebook and said, censor RFK. He's speaking out too much. Censor him. He is saying things that we don't like. He was a pioneer for early treatments against school closures. Everything that RFK said during COVID ended up being proven correct. RFK then decided to run for president. But first, he decided to run for president as a Democrat. He wanted to challenge Joe Biden. A Kennedy against Joe Biden? Why not? But the Democrat Party acted like a mafia. They did not act like a political party that was concerned about democracy. They did not allow RFK to debate. They did not give RFK any sort of airtime on media. They did not allow RFK to be on the ballot. They sued and they fought and they basically exiled him and said, we do not want you to be part of the Democrat Party. RFK saw that the Democrat Party was no longer the party of democracy. He appealed to his fellow Democrats. They said, sorry, we don't like you. Get out of here. So RFK said, fine, I will run as an independent. Famously said, declare your independence. Very difficult to be able to get on the ballot. Very difficult to be able to have your name out as an independent candidate. But he did a very good job. Did a lot of over-the-top interviews, did a lot of podcasting, and still got some media coverage, but not nearly enough. RFK was bootstrapping his way along. He did a podcast with us, by the way. Very nice conversation back in December, about 8 months ago. And RFK was taking from Trump. He was taking from Biden. He was taking from Harris. It wasn't really clear, but ever since Kamala Harris became the nominee, RFK was definitely taking more from Donald Trump than from Kamala Harris. But RFK represents someone who is skeptical of the current power structures in our country. Skeptical of the big banks, of big corporations, skeptical of big government, skeptical of the CIA, the FBI, skeptical of the Department of Justice, lawfare, the war machine, the censorship leviathan, censorship of the corruption we see in D.C. And so you have two options. One is Kamala Harris, who is a high trust of institutions candidate. Kamala Harris, who believes that our institutions are not broken, but are wonderful and should be worshipped. They should be adorned. They should be given more support, more money to the government, more power to D.C., more power to the major corporations. That is the Kamala Harris message, that our institutions are terrific and need no changes whatsoever. Donald Trump, of course, is an insurgent. Donald Trump represents the people, we the people, to take back our government. It is a challenge against the ruling class. Donald Trump understands that citizen-led government will reclaim this nation. RFK and Donald Trump disagree on a lot of different issues, but they agree on the big stuff. They agree that we should have a reset of the U.S. Constitution. They agree that the citizen is being squeezed by the current power centers in this country. And they also have the same enemies. Bobby Kennedy looks very favorably on Trump as someone who survived an assassination attempt. JFK did not survive. His father did not survive, but Donald Trump did. And RFK is a Democrat scorned. RFK saw that his beloved Democrat Party, he is a Kennedy, after all, from Hyannisport, Massachusetts, the Camelot Castle. But there is a defector from Camelot. And that is another thing that RFK and Donald Trump have in common. They are class traitors. They both were amongst the high society, the Kennedys, the Trumps, the billionaires. And they decided to defect from the lifestyle, the comfort of said ruling class, and go fight for the American people. RFK made a courageous announcement on Friday that culminated at our event. Let's show B-roll from our event. I believe it was one of the best produced events in recent memory that we've seen. That's a picture from our event. Well over 17,000 people that attended our event in Phoenix, Arizona, with thousands and thousands of people in the overflow. This was a game change that completely outshined the DNC. It was a game change that showed that the DNC was just a distant memory. This is real. RFK has pledged to take himself off the ballot in the key battleground states and to actively campaign for Donald Trump. I will tell you exactly what that means for Donald Trump's candidacy, how many new votes that will mean for Donald Trump, what that means in Arizona, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania. We're also going to hear from RFK himself from what he said on Friday, talking against the censorship organs of the federal government, talking about the need for a restoration of freedom of speech. And you see that picture there, Donald Trump and RFK on stage together. It is the unity party against the Uniparty. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Did you know that 80% of adults take supplements to feel our best, right? Well, one thing your dog can't do without you is improve their diet or health to feel their best. That is why I believe Rough Greens could dramatically help your best friend by adding what is missing to their diet like you do. Rough Greens is helping thousands and thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog, Mr. Briggs, who loves it. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger and Green Beret, an amazing background. He loves dogs and is on a mission to help as many as he can. Dog food is dead, and Rough Greens supplements your dog's food with existing vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and antioxidants. Dr. Black is offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. So fetch your free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover shipping. Don't change your dog's food. Just go to roughgreens.com/Kirk, RUFFgreens.com/Kirk. RFK was brought up on stage at our event on Friday, which is going down, and people are saying it's one of the most successful events that we've seen in quite some time. You think you do event, you do event, you do event, but to actually have a third-party candidate endorse Donald Trump on stage, a Kennedy, mind you, a Kennedy endorse Donald Trump, it's a game changer. I got to say that production value is pretty good as well. Let's listen to RFK in his own words talking about making America healthy again, tackling the chronic disease epidemic. In this clip, he mentions Kelly and Casey Means. This is RFK's mission statement. To make America healthy again, to restore the health of this country, to make us eat better, to no longer be poisoned by the big ag companies and the big food companies. Why is it that half of all children in America are obese? 50%. In Japan, 3%. 3% of all kids are obese. 50 versus 3. Why is that? Something is happening in our food supply. RFK's number one mission is restoring the health of America. Make America healthy again. Let's play cut 19.
I feel a moral obligation to use this opportunity to save millions of American children, above all things. In case some of you don't realize how dire the condition is of our children's health and chronic disease in general, I would urge you to view Dr. Carlson's recent interview with Kelly Means and his sister, Dr. Casey Means, who is the top graduate of her class at Stanford Medical School. This is an issue that affects all of us far more directly and urgently than any culture war issue and all the other issues that we obsess on and that are tearing apart our country. This is the most important issue.
RFK reached out to both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris to have this discussion about making America healthy again, otherwise known as MAHA. Play cut 22.
Following my first discussion with President Trump, I tried unsuccessfully to open similar discussions with Vice President Harris. Vice President Harris declined to meet or even to speak with me.
Vice President Harris declined to meet or to even speak with RFK about making America healthy again. We must understand that RFK is a crusader for restoring the health of this country, but also making sure that we can speak freely. Just this last weekend, the founder and CEO of Telegram, an app I use all day, every day, literally all day long, has been arrested in France. The party of democracy, the party that RFK is now waging a war against, is the party of restricting freedom of speech, restricting the free flow of ideas. Free speech is not a left-wing value. Free speech is not a value of the Democrat Party. And what RFK is doing is he is putting the Democrat Party on trial. RFK is putting Team Blue on defense. And what better person than a Kennedy who was running around the Oval Office as a kid, literally, in his uncle's Oval Office, Bobby Jr., the namesake of Bobby Kennedy, saying the Democrat Party is against the American people. You do not have to agree with everything RFK believes in. I don't. but you have to give him credit for his courage, his patriotism, to go up against the machine of the Democrat Party that he was raised in, saying that this party is an existential threat to the country, which it is. Play cut 15.
The whole basis of American democracy is the free flow of information. And we know that a government that can silence its opponents has license for any kind of atrocity. And can you think of any time that you can look back in history and say that the people who were censoring were the good guys? They're always the bad guys, because it's always the first step down that slippery slope to totalitarianism.
I'm sorry, I can't get over the fact I'm watching a clip of a Kennedy, Bobby Jr., speaking with a Trump Vance logo in front of him. We are seeing the combination effect. Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., of forces combine to fight back against the tyranny we're living under. I want to read RFK's viral Twitter post over the weekend. RFK explained what MAGA really means. I have a MAGA hat right here. I'm going to wear my MAGA hat as I read RFK's post. And by the way, you can get your MAGA hat at members.charliekirk.com. RFK writes, "What MAGA really means. The phrase has troubled liberals who think it's a call to return to an America before civil rights, gay rights, and women's rights." Now let me pause. It's obvious that he's a liberal writing this. I wouldn't have written it that way at all. That's okay. Welcome aboard, RFK. Our movement is ascendant. Politics is about multiplication and addition, not division and subtraction. I love that we have differences. I would have wrote that first sentence a lot differently. Okay. Because I don't believe different groups get different rights. I don't think there's gay rights. There are human rights. That's okay. We have a difference of opinion there. But I have a more generous interpretation, RFK writes, one that is truer to my experience of Donald Trump as he is today. Make America Great Again recalls a nation brimming with vitality, with a can-do spirit, with hope and a belief in itself. It was an America that was beginning to confront its darker shadows, could acknowledge the injustice in its past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, and an idealistic belief, though not consistently applied, in freedom, justice, and democracy. Now, we are a republic, but I'm going to let him just go, because I think he's cooking on this. It was a nation that led the world in innovation, productivity, and technology. And it was the healthiest country in the world. Now we are one of the sickest countries in the world. I've talked to many Trump supporters. I've talked with his inner circle. I've talked to the man himself. This is the America they want to restore. Amen. That's exactly what RFK believes in. That's what we believe in, is a restoration of a great country, a restoration of the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. We want to be back to a country that doesn't leave $80 billion of military equipment for the Taliban. We want to go back to a country that does not allow 10 million people to walk across our southern border. We want to go back to a country where half our kids are not obese. We want to go back to a country where we are not depressed and suicidal and anxious and alcohol addicted and slaves of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And look at this merger of forces. RFK loves America. He's not a stooge of the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization or the New World Order. He's a nightmare for the Great Reset. We can stretch out MAGA to appeal to voters that might not like Trump. I can tell you right now, in Arizona, there are a lot of independent MAGA voters, Make America Healthy Again, who think that it's crazy that we're giving kids high fructose corn syrup and processed foods at every single meal. RFK continues, let's say here, about war. Very important. Donald Trump has been clear that he will end the Ukrainian war. RFK said that if it was just this one issue, it is worth embracing and endorsing Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is a warmonger. She should terrify you, by the way. She's one of the scariest human beings to run for the presidency, probably in American history. She was beating her chest at the DNC, more hawkish than McCain, more aggressive than George W. Bush. RFK is lamenting and is criticizing that the Democrat Party has become the party of war, censorship, and corruption. And he is right, because he's seen it from within. He's viewed the monster in the eyes. Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gained this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com. Let's play cut 23, please.
Last summer, it looked like no candidate was willing to negotiate a quick end to the Ukraine war, to tackle chronic disease epidemic, to protect free speech, our constitutional freedoms, to clean corporate influence out of our government, or to defy the neocons and their agenda of endless military adventurism. But now one of the two candidates has adopted these issues as his own, to the point where he has asked to enlist me in his administration. I'm speaking, of course, of Donald Trump.
To enlist him in his administration. You are seeing the Avengers Squad, the pro-American, patriotic, pro-liberty Avengers Squad come together. Elon Musk on government efficiency. Tulsi Gabbard against neoconservatism and war. RFK on public health. J.D. Vance on the inner workings of government and getting the legislative agenda all set. David Sacks on technology. We have an Avengers squad of change makers that are going to take back this government from the deep state bureaucrats that are currently squeezing it. From the unelected, unknown, unchecked, previously unchallengeable bureaucrats that are ruining this country. And this is why they now fear the Trump movement. And guess what? Now it's like, okay, if they take out Trump, you got four more. This movement is now decentralized. This movement has become bigger than Trump. It is a message of we the people taking back the government from the rotten core that it has become, from the kingdom of Washington, D.C. Now, the media is not really sure what to deal with this because they thought there was going to be an uninterrupted coronation parade. It was going to be uninterrupted. Wow, wasn't Tim Walz great? Wasn't Obama great? Wasn't the DNC? Boom. Friday at Turning Point, it all changed. Friday at the Turning Point Action Trump event, when we drew one of the largest crowds in Phoenix political history. By the way, none of the local media gave Trump the credit for what he did. One of the largest, I think the largest political event in Phoenix history, in Arizona history. Can we show the picture again? Every single seat filled in the same arena, by the way, that Kamala Harris did her event a couple weeks prior, and she was not able to fill it all up. No. Kamala Harris, she only had about 10,000 people, and that was right after her announcement, her first visit ever to the state, and they had to partition off the top row. Donald Trump filled every single seat. It looked like an NBA playoff game. Kamala Harris also lied. She said she had 15,000 people. No. The event staff at the Desert Diamond Arena said, no, Kamala Harris had only 10,000 people, not 15,000. She lied about how many people actually came to the event. We had to turn away at least 6,000 people, by the way. 6,000 people we had to turn away. So all in all, there were over 20,000 people that came and attended Desert Diamond Arena. Kamala Harris drew half of that and then lied about it. Kamala Harris went to the media, oh, we drew 15,000 people. The event came to us and said, no, we tally everyone that comes in. She drew 10,200. She's been lying to the media. Oh, just another lie by Kamala Harris. The event venue themselves said, no, Kamala Harris didn't draw anything close to what she's saying publicly. But she lies and she gets away with it. So what does this now mean for the election? It is significant. CNN Aaron's Burnett went through the math for the viewers. That now that RFK is no longer to be on the ballot, and RFK is embracing Trump, which is the natural fit, by the way. If you are an RFK voter, you're not going to go vote for Kamala Harris, who's telling you about more war, more censorship, more power for the government, and no border. It's a more natural fit. It is an easier evolution. It's an easier transfer to go from RFK to Trump than RFK to Harris. And the Democrats know it. Play CNN. Play Cut 16.
Today, RFK Jr. had suspended his campaign endorsing Trump. Kennedy telling reporters that Trump had asked him to, quote, enlist him in his administration. Now, the latest swing state polls show Kennedy with 5 or 6% of the vote. And so when you think about it overall, you may say, well, that's not a big deal. Actually, if that is the case in swing states, it is huge. It is everything. It is more than the margin between Harris and Trump in some of those same states.
More than enough to make the difference. Understand that according to certain calculations, according to some of the formulas, this could be a net 40,000 new votes in Arizona alone. 40,000 votes alone in Arizona. This could make the difference of the entire election. And more broadly, this is now a theme that any free-thinking Democrat can now look at the election and say, huh, wow. You know, RFK, Elon, Tulsi Gabbard, David Sachs. These are free-thinking Democrats that have all embraced Donald Trump and our movement that are no longer part of the DNC cabal. Any honest Democrat in the country should leave the Democrat Party and join our movement. And one moment during my speech, I said, how many former Democrats do we have? And thousands of hands went up at our event. Thousands of hands. Our movement is full of former Democrats, independents, former Bernie Sanders people, and it doesn't matter. It does not matter what you once were. We are adding and growing, and they are decreasing, and they are in what they are is very, very paranoid. According to Tony Fabrizio, an expert pollster, Kennedy's vote share would be a plus 25% boost in Arizona, plus 13% boost in Georgia, plus 36% boost in North Carolina, a 50% boost in Nevada, a 13% boost in Pennsylvania, and a 30% boost in Wisconsin. We're talking about 10,000 votes here, 20,000 votes here, 13,000 votes here. Major. And credit to where credit is due, to RFK for his courage to do something that I know that was not easy, that I know his family was opposing him, to go against the Democrat Party and say, I don't recognize you. I'm going to do something that Kennedy has never done, because he put country above the Democrat Party. You saw Donald Trump survive an assassination attempt by 2 centimeters and a Kennedy endorse a Republican. Yes, there is a God, and you are not him. Miracles do happen. Frank Luntz is analyzing this race. I'm not the biggest Frank Luntz fan. I've actually gotten along with him for years, but he says some goofy stuff sometimes. However, he's correct here. He is analyzing the race as, what difference will this make? How many times have you heard me say on this program, it's going to come down to 30,000 votes, got to chase the ballots, 40,000 votes, 30,000 votes, 10,000 votes. Well, Frank Luntz knows that this could come down to 1 point. To give you an idea, Donald Trump fell short in 2020 below half of a point. 41,000 votes, ballots over 3 states. After the DNC, there was a lot of worry. How is Trump going to get back this momentum? This DNC was was a major production. I don't think it was that good, but it's fine. Part of it's were objectively good for Democrats. How are they going to get the momentum back? This took all the air out of the room, and Donald Trump now, it's not just a matter of momentum. This is a structural win, because now the ballot literally looks differently. Not only is it an embrace, an endorsement, the actual plumbing of the election, the ballot will no longer have Kennedy on it in Arizona. So you are completely taking that out of the equation. You are creating a binary against Kamala Harris, which is exactly what you want, because Kennedy was taking away from Trump. If you talk to Kennedy voters, they say, who is your second choice? Almost all of them say Donald Trump. Play Cut 18.
Is this going to really make a difference?
It will, and it won't. It's probably worth about 1% for Trump. and that 1% could be everything if it's in all the swing states. In the end, the reason why Kennedy was drawing 10, 12, even as high as 14% is because he was taking votes away from Joe Biden. Joe Biden's gone. Kamala Harris has replaced him, and his vote collapsed down to about 5%. And what's left is a Trump vote. Some of them are simply not going to participate in November. Roughly 2-1, the ones who are remaining will vote for Trump over Harris, and that's worth a single percent, and a single percent can make the difference in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
This is not stopping. We have the Uniparty and the Unity Party. Traditional Kennedy Democrats, welcome aboard. Anti-war Democrats, welcome aboard. Bernie Sanders people worried about deindustrialization, welcome aboard. Immigration hawks, welcome aboard. RFK went on Fox News and said, there's now going to be a series of announcements of more Democrats joining the program. More Democrats that will be embracing our movement. And that doesn't mean that we're compromising our values. It means that there is a unity to our ethos. We must defeat Team Blue. Defeat Team Blue. We all see the bigger threat. We can debate after the inauguration. We can have our disagreements after the inauguration. At the inaugural ball, when Donald Trump says, so help me God, we can have a robust debate, and I'll host it on the Charlie Kirk Show at the inaugural ball with Tulsi, RFK, Russell Brand, Joe Rogan. We'll put them all up on stage, and we can have a great debate about weed legalization and other left-wing priorities. I don't care about that. I care about what type of government are we going to live under? One of censorship, corruption, endless war? Play cut 17.
President Trump is going to make a series of announcements about other Democrats who are joining his campaign. And, you know, I want to make America healthy again, and so does President Trump. So those are objectives. The Wall Street Journal may be worried about shareholder value for pharmaceutical companies, and I think, you know, I talked specifically to President Trump about that issue, and he said that he wanted to leave as his legacy healthy children, and that, you know, that that he was unconcerned about the other implications.
This is a anti-war, anti-big pharma, anti-invasion, anti-censorship, anti-poisoning of our kids movement. Said differently, this is a peace, health, sovereignty, borders, family first movement. We know what we're up against. And we have different allies than we ever would have expected, but we know who the enemy is. And the enemy is Team Blue. And we know what they're doing to this country. They are poisoning this country, both politically and literally on a daily basis. And they must be defeated. Welcome to the Kennedys. Welcome to Democrats. Our movement is growing. And it's just getting started. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.